As God said, he was doing a little bit better today.
Amen.
She said she prayed the Lord wouldn't take him because he's not saved. Pray some of us can get by there and talk with him. Well, wouldn't it be good if he gets saved?
Amen.
Well, that song didn't. Mark chapter number 7. Very familiar story tonight, but I think maybe we'll look at it in a little bit of a different way. Mark chapter number 7. Verse number 24, say amen to today.
Amen.
The Bible said, and from thence he arose and went into the borders of Tyre and Sidon and entered into a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. I love that statement right there.
Amen.
When Jesus is in the house,
amen,
he cannot be hid.
Amen.
God, I'm glad he's in this house.
Amen.
Said, for a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syphonician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat with the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this day go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed. I would say this lady prayed and got the answer she was looking for.
Amen.
I would say her prayer was taken very seriously, wouldn't you?
Yes, sir.
I've read for years about famous men, prayer warriors. I've always loved the stories about George Mueller. George Mueller ran orphanages, and one morning they told Brother George that there was no food to feed the children. There was no milk, and there was no bread, and there was no eggs, and he said, just set the table while I go to my prayer. He went to his prayer closet while he was praying. The baker came by and said, we got some leftover bread. As soon as he left, the milkman came by and said, I've got some leftover milk that'll spoil. Can you use it?
Amen.
Farmer come by with eggs.
Amen.
Bacon. While he was still in his closet praying. I read this today. For 50 years, George Mueller had 5 lost friends, 5 men, for 50 years that he prayed for. And did you know that all 5 of those men got saved? One of them not until after George Mueller was dead. Isn't that amazing? Now, I don't know about you, but I'd like to be able to pray like that and have those kind of results. I'd like to be praying for food and somebody show up the door with it while I'm still on my knees.
Amen.
Do you know what that tells me? That tells me that as George Mueller is going to his closet, God's already got the answer coming down the road.
Amen.
God has already set into place. He had the baker bake too much bread. He had the farmer have too much bacon, too many eggs. He had the milkman have too much milk. Woo!
Amen.
Yes.
I love that old song that said the answer's on the way.
Yes.
Brother Mueller didn't know that the baker was coming. He didn't know that the milkman was coming. He didn't know that the eggs and the bacon were coming, but he knew he had a God.
Amen.
Who could feed those little boys and girls.
Amen.
I figure he probably thought about it like this. Lord, you told me to start this orphanage. You sent those children here to me.
Amen.
Now you're going to have to help me feed them.
Amen.
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 I thought about E.M. Bounds. who wrote the great books on prayer. I thought about praying high. He said he had knees, wasn't it? Praying high, had knees like a camel from where he had calluses on his knees from where he prayed. Was I got my story confused? But anyway, there have been some people who have prayed. Now, those are people that before my time, but I know some people during my time that have prayed. I had a praying grandmother. My daddy's mama, my meemaw, was a praying woman. Didn't have all her doctrine right. She'd pray with me over the phone, speak in tongues while she was praying. But did you know that didn't hinder her prayer life?
That's right.
God look over ignorance. Are we okay?
Amen.
My mother and my sister were in North Carolina visiting my grandmother. And while they were sitting around the table, my grandmother told my mother she had been praying that God give me and Angie a house. We lived in a little old trailer. And she prayed again. And while she was praying, we were signing a contract with Joey Tidwell on our first home. Nobody even knows who's looking at it. That's results. I want those kind of results. This lady in our story is an example of prevailing prayer. She had a whole lot against her going in. Because she is a Gentile.
Right.
The Lord was supposed to not even have any dealings with her.
Amen.
But buddy, she had heard about this man.
Amen.
Who could heal the sick.
Yeah,
she had heard about the power of this man. And she crossed the racial boundaries.
Yeah.
She went on the other side of the tracks, so to speak. She went to one that she was not supposed to even approach because she had a need. I want us to look quickly tonight. I said I'm not going to preach long, but I mean it. I want us to look quickly at her prayer, her request, and I want us to compare her little prayer life what little record we have up here to ours and see how we measure up. Let's compare how she prayed to how we pray. And see how we measure up. Verse number 24. The Bible said that he entered a house and would have no man know it, but he could not be hid. For a certain woman, verse 25, whose young daughter had an unclean spirit, heard of him and came and fell at his feet. Number one, I want to say she cared. She cared. Now, every one of us would say we care. But do we care enough to do something about it? I've had people ask me to pray about things before when I almost know in my heart they haven't. Are we okay? I've had people say, hey, pray about this and pray about that. And I'm thinking, I wonder if you have. Do we care enough to pray? She cared enough to beseech him to go to somebody that she wasn't even supposed to go to. Jesus is in Tyre and Sidon, and he's there trying to, I guess, get a little rest because he entered into a house that didn't want nobody to know he was there. That's kind of like me. I just want to hide every now and then. But she found out where he was, and she said, I've got to get to this man. My daughter's full of the devil. There may be a parent here tonight who's got a teenager full of the devil. Somebody told me one day I was preaching about those demonic spirits, and they said there's no such thing as demon possession anymore. Well, you're out of your mind. You are absolutely out of your mind. This world is full of the devil, and wicked is all good out. I believe there are people out there just like this little girl. Their lives, their minds, their bodies, everything about them is being controlled by like a puppet by a demon spirit. This was something that was bigger than her. This was something that was bigger than any doctor. There's no doctors that can treat demonic oppression. Oh, they got pills for it.
Yeah.
Turned you into a zombie.
Yeah.
Are we okay? I believe a lot of people are being treated for other sicknesses when what it is, they got the devil in them.
Amen.
This lady cared enough about her daughter to go to where she was not supposed to go, speak to someone she wasn't supposed to speak to, and fall at his feet.
Amen.
Camp meeting's coming. Do you care? We're spending a lot of money, putting a lot of effort. Do you care enough? Do you care enough to pray? I'm going to give you these cards tonight to pray over. Then I want you to get to somebody and invite somebody to come. Maybe somebody that you said, hey, pray for so-and-so, they're not saved. Why don't you invite them? That teenager is wayward. Why don't you invite them? That family member that you've got an issue with, why don't you invite them? Listen, she cared. I wonder how often we don't even care enough about issues in our own life to pray. We care enough to put it on Facebook. We care enough to send it down the gossip line. We care enough to get advice from a friend or a co-worker. But when will we get heavy enough to bring it to God? This lady knew that he was her only hope. This lady knew that didn't nobody handle this situation but God himself. So she cared. And imagine, compare your prayer life to her. Do you care enough? Pray. Ian Bounds cared enough for those 5 men to pray 50 years. Brennan Young cared enough for his dad to pray 24 years. Do you care enough? Not to just talk about it. Not to just share the issue or the problem, but do you care enough to actually get on your own face? And not depend on Brother Charles's prayers or Brother Eddie's prayers or Brother Freddie's prayers, but care enough for yourself to go to God on your... Care enough to go to God yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Not only did she care, this is real simple tonight, but she came. She came. Verse 26. The Bible said the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician woman by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. She came to where he was. She came to the Son of God for help. Over and over and over, the Bible tells us to pray. To pray without ceasing. To pray about everything. To make our requests made known unto God. We are supposed to come to Him. He said, somebody said, well, God knows where I am and He knows what I need. Well, maybe He wants to hear you to ask Him. Thank God we can still enter boldly into that throne room of grace and find help and mercy to help in time of need. I'm glad we can come and come and come and come. Hey, I guarantee you, when she left that day, she was glad that she came.
Amen.
She not only cared, but she got up from where she was and done something about it. She didn't just sit in her rocking chair and say, well, maybe He'll come by here. No, she came to Him. And if we're going to get the help we need from God, we're going to have to get up from where we are. That may not just be a physical position, but a spiritual position.
Yeah.
We may have to get up from where we are and come to where He is.
Right.
Jesus always said, hey, He's already came to you if you're saved.
Yeah.
He came to you when you couldn't come to Him.
Amen.
Why? So you can come to Him.
Amen.
Now you can come. You've got an open invitation.
Right.
He gave it to you.
Amen.
He said, come unto me.
Glory.
All you that labor and heavy laden. You shall find rest for your soul. Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
She cared. She came. And then I like this about the old girl. She was consistent.
Amen.
She was consistent. Look at verse number 27. But Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and cast it unto the dogs. I'm not sure if he's testing her or really trying to run her off, because she is a Gentile. He called her a dog. Literally, a Gentile dog. That's what Gentiles were referred to as, was dogs.
That's right.
That's how far superior the Jew was to the Gentile.
Amen.
He said, it's not meet to take the children's food, give it to the dogs. Most people would have gotten mad.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's right.
They'd have called Al Sharpton. ACLU, the NAACP. I'm right about it.
Yeah. Amen.
She could have just dropped her head and walked away. She could have said, you're right, I'm not good. And I never will be good. And that would have been the truth.
Amen.
And you and I can say, I'm not good enough. And I never will be good enough. But I love what she said. In verse 28, and she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. You know what she said? You're exactly right. You're exactly right. You know exactly what I am. And I'm glad God knows exactly what I am. I don't have to be phony about it and fake about it. I know what I am, and he knows what I am.
Amen.
She said, yes, Lord, you're right. She didn't say, how dare you call me a dog? How dare you look down your Jewish nose at me?
Amen.
That's what many would say today. She said, yes, Lord. Phew. Yet the dogs under the table eating the children's crumbs. Even the dogs under the children's table eating the crumbs. That got his attention.
Amen.
I believe the Lord took a step back and said, whoa.
Amen.
You're exactly right. She was consistent. I wonder how consistent we are. Like I said, I don't know if the Lord was testing her or if he's just really trying to get rid of her. But thank God she didn't give up.
Amen.
Thank the Lord she didn't give up.
Amen.
This lady, by faith, pointed out to the Lord. Yep, but the dogs get the crumbs that fall on the floor. You know what she said? I just need a crumb.
Amen.
I know what I'm asking. Ain't a whole lot for you.
That's right.
Consistent. Not only was she consistent, but she was confident. She was conquering. She said, I ain't asking for a big deal. I ain't asking for a whole lot of attention. Just a crumb. Just a crumb. Just a blessing that somebody else dropped by the wayside. I know that's all it takes. Wonder how confident we are in our prayer. When we come, are we confident when we pray? We come down with worry and dread and doubt and fear, and we pray about it. How often do we walk away with that worry, that dread, that doubt, and that fear? This lady, I believe with all my heart, she was very confident that the Lord would answer her prayers. The Lord said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. I believe she believed it before she ever got home.
Oh yeah.
Amen.
Are you listening to me?
Amen.
I believe she counted that thing done before she ever got home.
Amen.
I don't think she walked down that road, Brother Freddie, going, boy, I hope this works.
Yeah.
Boy, I hope she ain't still foaming at the mouth and flopping around in the floor. I hope she ain't still being tore and took by the devil. I hope this worked. Well, I hope he really did have that kind of power. I believe she went all the way home with tears running down her face. I can't wait to get home and see my baby girl. I can't wait to see my girl whole again. I can't wait to see my girl without the unclean spirit. I can't wait to see her normal again. At least she went home excited.
Amen.
Because she believed in what she had just done.
Right.
She cared. She came. She was consistent. And she was confident. And look at verse number 30. The Bible said that when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out. And her daughter laid it on the bed. Not only did she care, not only did she come, not only was she consistent and confident, but she was comforted.
Amen.
Can you imagine the meeting they had when she got home?
Right. Amen.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having your child full of an evil spirit to give a witness to? I've seen it. It's bad. I've heard another voice come out of a teenage boy's mouth while I was praying for him. In Louisville, Kentucky, I'll never forget it. That boy turned and looked at me. I couldn't see nothing but the whites of his eyes and a total other voice
came
out of his mouth.
Yes, sir.
And I can't tell you in the pulpit what he said. It's bad. What that mama had been dealing with. I imagine family didn't come around. I imagine friends didn't come around. I'm sure they didn't let their kids play with her kid. Can you imagine, boy, the joy and the happiness when she got home? And the reunion she had with her daughter. Compare your prayer life to hers. Do you care like she cared? Would you come like she cared? Would you be consistent like she was consistent? There's some things you've been praying about that you quit, you don't need to give up on.
Amen.
We've hit that a lot here lately. I don't know how many people in the church over the last few weeks I have said, boy, I'm excited about camping. Excited enough to pray? Excited enough to pray? I'm telling you, if we're not careful, we'll allow the devil to do something to mess this week up for us. Again, I want to ask you tonight, I want you to pray for every preacher. I want you to pray for their health. I want them to feel good when they
say
so. One year, Brother Fisher was here. Had to go get him in the middle of the night and take him to the emergency room. Y'all remember that? He had a kidney stone. Let's pray for their health. Let's pray for their families. Pray for their home. Pray that everything's good when they leave the house. You know what I'm saying? Pray for their marriages. Pray for their churches. Pray that just before they leave their church, something don't blow up. I don't want them to be hindered when they get here. Pray for their travel. Pray the Lord get them here safely. Last week, week four last, was in at New Manor. Brother Fisher was supposed to preach on Thursday night, but he didn't get there because of all those storms. His plane didn't get there. So that me and him switched. I preached Saturday morning, let him take my spot Friday night. But he wasn't able to get there because of the flights. He didn't get in about 1 o'clock in the morning. So pray. Pray that every flight's on time.
Amen.
Amen. And then let's pray for our family.
Amen.
Let's pray for our church.
Amen.
Listen, I don't want to have to deal with the death in the middle of this. Let's pray God put his hand on us. Let's pray for our own spirits.
Amen.
We don't have trouble. there's not strife among us. That God would have free course to work in our hearts.
Amen.
In our lives. Next week. Okay. I want you to come to altar tonight. Each prayer sheet. That on the back of this card is the face of every preacher that's coming. I want you to pray for them. Tonight, right here. I'm not talking about taking time. Like I said, if you get done praying in 3 minutes, you didn't pray for everything I just asked you to pray for. There's no way. Take some time. Come on. Make two steps. There's not enough room. Ladies, just go back to the pew and pray there in the pew. Men, I want you around this altar.